I'm gonna, when that floor wears out, we're gonna put tile down in it too, porcelain tile. I've got enough out in the shop just like this to go all the way through clear to the bathroom back there.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Believe me, it is easy to keep.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And if I want carpet or, well, rugs, I can go down and buy some area rugs and put them down.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if you get bored, you can change them.
That's right. That's right. It's not like having to lay a whole carpet.
Right. Do you ever have fires in your fireplace?
Not on any regular basis. I have had fires in there, yes, but not on any regular basis.
Not much need for a fire in El Paso.
No.
I guess you can cook on it, but...
Oh, but who wants to do that? Go out and side and grill on a barbecue grill.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to open fire, cook.
If somebody invited you to a barbecue, would you expect to eat hamburgers or something else?
Well, you know, after all, they're inviting me. Whatever they want to put out is, that's their business.
Well, you know, because in Georgia, one of the things that surprised me was I was invited to a barbecue, and I went expecting grilled burgers, and I got pork barbecue.
Aww.
Which is good, which is great, but I'd never had it before.
Well, you know, pork. When I was in high school, in the FFA, Future Farmers, we'd have what we call the father and son barbecue every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go out and buy some goats and butcher them out. And we had to butcher them out, the Ag boys did. And then the teacher would help us barbecue them. And we'd have a pit, and we'd gather up, oh God, it seemed like a cord of wood, put it in there and set it on fire, and let it burn down to just coals.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have this meat wrapped in foil, and then in wet gunny sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd throw it in there for overnight. That is some good eating.
I bet. It sounds real good.
Yeah, good eating. You can do beef the same way.
Does it come out real tender?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever eaten a cow head that way?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's people that will go out down to the butcher shop and fight for a cow head.
Well, what do you eat off a cow head? It looks like it's just mostly bone.
There's a lot of bone, but there's a lot of meat there if you get it cooked to where it's really tender.
Mm-hmm.
It's real good.
How long do you have to cook a cow head?
Oh, at least 8 or 10 hours.
Did you ever make anything out of a pig's head?
Yes. I'm different. But let me ask you, are you squeamish about what you put in your mouth?
Well, some things. I don't know. I've eaten a lot of things that other people wouldn't put in their mouths, but...
I mean, like brains and eggs, or...
I don't know if I'd like it. You know, I had... I don't know what brains taste like, and I've had marrow. And marrow didn't taste too great to me, so...
Oh, marrow gut? Fried?
I don't know what kind of marrow it was.
That's, yeah, I know what you're talking about. What about the menudo?
Menudo I like.
What about tongue?
Never had tongue.